Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, welcome back to Peak Dating Week. I hope you've been enjoying the episodes that we've been dropping with these mini little podcast episodes. So for those of you that might be new to us, I don't know if you're aware of what Smart Dating Academy does, but we have process and procedure when we put logic and love into the dating process, and we become your personal trainers for your love life. We've had zero divorces in 14 years, and we love love. We love helping people and have the best jobs in the world, which is helping you to find love and to date smarter. So today, as part of this mini podcast series week, I want to talk to you about, how do you take things slow so they last? So anything that usually, I'm going to speak in generalities, what starts fast ends fast. Easy come, easy go. Fast and furious flames out. There's so many old adages around this. So how do you take things slow? And here's really the question that I have. What does slow mean? And if you could see me right now, I'm putting the word slow in air quotes. So slow to some people means two dates. Okay. I've heard stories you wouldn't believe where people think, you know, being at each other's houses on date two for, you know, 24 hours is fine. In our vernacular and our lexicon at SDA, slow means 3 months before exclusivity. Okay. That means 15, 16, I don't know, plus dates before you decide to become exclusive with somebody. Now, the question is, how the heck do you do that? So the first thing I want you to think about doing is the first way to slow things down in the dating process is to have multiple options. Okay. I did a mini episode 2 weeks ago on how to build a dating funnel and why to build a dating funnel. So what is a dating funnel? For those of you who haven't listened to it, it means you've got many options that you're dating. And how are you getting those options? There's three major pipelines to meeting people, right? Meeting people using online dating, meeting people in real life, which means on the streets, at work, at parties, at meetup groups, right? IRL, as my kids would say. And then meeting people through setups and using your setups from your dating board of directors wisely. And if you haven't heard that, check out the previous episode to what is a dating board of directors and how do you create that? It's your super connectors in your network that you pick because they love connecting people and they have a lot of connections. You put them on your own personal dating board and they're responsible for setting you up on one date a month. Pretty genius, right? So through these three pipelines, meeting people in real life, having a dating board of directors and the apps, you start to create a funnel with options. Is this easy? No. Is it doable? 100%. Think of this as like a fitness plan, right? Where you want to do some cardio, you want to do some weights. You've got to do different things. You've got to eat well, right? So you've got to do kind of three different things to start to build your fitness. And in the dating world, you want to press on all three of those levers to start to build your dating funnel. So now you've got lots of options, right? And when you have options, you tend to settle less. Now, a big problem that we see in our practice is people want to do 2-3 dates and one person clearly stands out and then they want to do what? Shut off their funnel. That is a big mistake. We always say famous last words at Smart Dating Academy. Don't shut off your dating funnel because you're tired, because one person looks so much better than the rest at three dates. You could have a dating pattern. Your picker could be broken. So if somebody looks good to you at three dates and you've had a history of picking the wrong people over your dating lifetime, let the buyer beware. Okay. So you've got lots of options. And now what you want to do is date these people slowly. Okay. You've got to keep your funnel going. Even if somebody's looking good at 8 dates, 9 dates, 10 dates, keep other people coming into your funnel. And remember, you're dating people slowly. We're not having sex with them. So it doesn't feel disingenuous, right? Once you get to 15, 16, 20 dates, you can have the conversation about being exclusive. And that means you have a title. Partners, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever your flavor is for a title, but you're not dating other people, right? And that's what exclusivity means. We're not going to talk about polyamory and all of those other things. We're talking about one-on-one monogamous relationships, okay? Now, how do you get there, right? From date two or date three, if you're a fast and furious person, what you want to think about doing is planning all different kinds of dates that keep you out of each other's houses, okay? Keep yourself out of situations. Maybe, you know, making out in a car leads to you know what in the car. Keep yourself out of dangerous spaces. And how do you do that? Be creative and plan your dates. Go on walks, go to coffee, go to new wine places, go to carnivals, right? Go play pool, go bowling, go to an arcade. See what this person is like under competitive situations. What are they like when they win? What are they like when they lose, right? And ideally, it's just you and this person. You're not bringing them out with the whole group of your friends, because your friends, while they mean well, they're not professional daters, right? With my clients at Smart Dating Academy that are working with us one-on-one, we have them black box their dating lives with us. That means when we help them, and you know, we're in the weeds, we're helping you exactly curate the people in your funnel. We're having our clients only tell us what's happening in their dating lives. And the only time they introduce somebody to their friends or family is when we have signed off on their exclusive boo. And then you're like, oh, surprise, let me introduce you to my new boyfriend. And everyone's like, what? Or my new girlfriend, what? So that's how we help people to slow things down and get into those healthy relationships, but be creative about the kinds of dates that you plan. And it's not weird to not go to each other's houses, right? And you can have these conversations authentically with the person you're with about why you want to take things slowly. Why, if on date four, a nice gentleman offers to cook you dinner at his house, think about it. What happens at his house, right? You're like, oh my God, someone's going to take care of me. You're going to cook me dinner. No one's ever done that for me. And now think about, you go to someone's house. It's their turf. There's a bed. There's a sofa. There's some Frank Sinatra playing. There's a couple of great bottles of red wine. And you know how that story often ends, right? And so don't put yourself in those situations, okay? Take things slowly. Plan fun dates, pace your 15 dates over 3 months. We have lots of dating trajectories, dating scorecards, tools that we give our clients, and obviously coaching that helps you to navigate that process adroitly so you are not hitting your head against a brick wall all of the time. So if you don't know how to do this, okay, this is a mini podcast episode, and you want help around this because this all sounds logical, right? It's like if I tell you, if you want to lose weight, you got to eat less, move more, right? Everybody knows that, but so many people hire personal trainers to actually keep them accountable and help them to make good decisions. If you need help around this, this is what we do at Smart Dating Academy. That's our livelihood. We do one-on-one coaching. We hold your hands through the process. We make it fun, and we help you get to those 15 dates in a fun way. And you're not getting to 15 dates with somebody who's a narcissist or an avoidant or a wolf in sheep's clothing. If they pass through 15 dates with me or Lindsay or Eileen, I promise you, this is a good potential partner. So I hope this helps you on how to take things slow. Build a dating funnel, push on all three levers, date multiple people at the same time. Don't pull the plug on other people because you've had three or four good dates with someone. You've got to persevere. You might be dating five or six people at the same time. I did an IG live by the time you're hearing this last week. And somebody asked, is it too many to have five or six in your dating funnel? I'm like, no, it's not too many at all, right? It's like, can you have too many job offers? You can't. Can you have too many people in your dating funnel? No, you can't, because the more options you have, you know what? The more selective you are and the less likely you are to do the S word, settle. So if you need help around this, join Smart Dating Academy, sign up for our free newsletter, fill out a contact form, tell us that you're ready to invest in yourself and get a one-on-one personal trainer for your dating life. You will never regret it. And so until next time, I bid you much love, lots of hugs, and a healthy dose of psychotic optimism that you can take things slow, do what I'm telling you, follow these steps, build a funnel, and start to date in a smarter, slower way. See you soon. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.